views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Millionaire Imprint for Women. This new radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you, to have a new relationship with money, to radiate wealth from the inside out. We are creating a ripple effect, empowering millions of women to claim their inner wealth. Join Susan, Samantha, Momo, and Cornelia Fridays from 1 to 2 on The Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in?
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Cornelia Stephanie Show, The Millionaire Imprint for Women. And I'm with my co-host today, Susan Glavin. Welcome to the show, Susan.
Hello, everyone. I'm really happy to be here and excited to be here. But before we get started, I just have one really, really important thing to say, and that is that our very extraordinary, marvelous host is going to be celebrating a birthday on Monday.
Ooh.
So I just wanted to, you know, give you so much love, and I'm so grateful that you decided to come to the planet. You know, and bring your beautiful light and all your energy and all your commitment and dedication to us all, honey. So, and for everybody that's listening today, please, I want you to just bombard this woman with so much love and so much gratitude on her birthday, which is Monday, which is a really powerful day. You know, October 22nd is a pretty action-packed day. We got a 10-22, once you break that down, and that's 2-11. So, I mean, not surprised, right? Not surprised.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just wanted to, and I've been thinking about that, and I just wanted to share you and this beautiful celebration with everyone.
That's so beautiful. And I received that. Thank you so much. I received those beautiful blessings. And I just want to remind everyone that, you know, what we're doing for one, we're doing for all. And we're here to really embody our wealth, our health from the inside out. And today's show is really a topic that I'm really looking forward to. And I'm glad you brought this up, Susan, because we're talking about changing our story, right? The story that we've been telling ourselves around lack consciousness or whatever this is around money. And we can relate to it because we both have been, not just you and I, but the other women that are part of the Millionaire Imprint, they also have been to the trenches, and we know what it's like. And so we just want to let you know that there is a purpose behind this, changing your relationship with money, and it's really awesome. And you may not find yourself in that space right now if you're finding yourself in a challenging place. That's also part of the process because it's clearing out all of the old ways. Right, Susan?
Honey, it most certainly is. And like I said, you know, to be really kind to yourself while you're going through this process. And for me, I just wanted to kind of recap, you know, because the last time I talked, we talked about, you know, about harnessing your beautiful energy and how we are very, as we move through our life, when we don't take care of the things that we need to take care of. We talked about those energy lakes, right? And so I hope everybody's been working on that and feels a little more masterful and feels like they have a little more focus and power with their energy and direction with that. And then I think we talked about, you know, our daily practice and how important it is to, you know, start your day and really be deliberate about it. You know, it's like how, instead of, you know, it'd be kind of like, I just heard this little analogy and I thought it was perfect. It's like you waking up and you've got this empty canvas of life, right? And you wake up and all of a sudden someone has a paintbrush in your hand and they're doing your canvas for you. You know, and you're going, but I don't like this canvas. It's not, this isn't what I want. So it's so important that when we wake up in the morning, we take the pen, we take the paintbrush, and we paint what we want on it, not just getting up and going, you know, haphazardly out into our life, because that's what happened. Life comes at us, and whatever it is, it just comes at us. And we're like, well, we have no control over this. We're not, we don't have no power, no energy about what is, you know, what I'm creating in my life. So that's another really important piece. So when we're talking about stories, and this really depends on where you are in your journey, I would say. For me, at this moment in my life, I know that my story, my childhood story, the imprint that I got it as a child with the physical, sexual, emotional, and spiritual abuse, I today know and have known for a few years now that that was all divinely perfect. Okay, that's where I'm at. I wouldn't change a minute of it. The idea at that time when I started this journey about that I was bad and I was broken and I was wrong and all these things and that I wasn't enough, that's what propelled me. That was the ignition behind my journey that I went on. Without that, I wouldn't be sitting here today. And I'm really, really clear about that. So for me, that's where I am. That may not be where you're at in your life right now. You may not see the gifts of all of that, and that's perfectly fine. So what I would recommend to you is to look and see, what are the imprints? What were the things told to you as a child? What are those things that you feel that you're not enough, or you have limitation in your life, that there's lack and scarcity, to really, and why you're doing this, why you're checking out those belief systems, be curious, okay? Not like I'm a victim here. See how victimized I have been in my life, but wow, I'm really curious about this, because for me, my intent out of doing this is to be masterful over my life now, is to take responsibility now for how my life is showing up. And you've gotten so many beautiful tools from everybody on this call to really support you in that. So that's where I would have you start if you don't see the gifts of your life. For me, my life, again, it sent me on this trajectory of it's been quite an amazing journey. And one of the things that I really received, especially from my father, who I just love and adore, and as a child, I didn't like him very much at all. But what I did receive from him was the gift of forgiveness. Now, to me, that's pretty priceless. You know, when you think about forgiveness in your life, forgiveness for oneself, forgiveness for other people, that's a pretty big gift. So I'm really grateful for that experience with him, that story that I had. Now, let's talk about, you know, what is the new stories that we want to create? And I think first, it's important to know where we are always making assumptions 24/7. We are making assumptions about our life all the time, about experiences, situations, people. Now, the most important thing about those stories and those assumptions that we're making up, because we're making up these stories, assumptions all the time. So what I do, and what I've been doing that's been really powerful for me, it's, I call them my self-mastery thoughts. Okay, so those assumptions, those thoughts are going to come in. Okay, this is just, this is life. What I have done is, depending on the situation, I have my go-to thought mantra. And so like for my, with money, when I have that little ink, like, oh my God, am I going to have enough, or feeling that scarcity, lack, limitation, I go, oh, you know what? And it's a shift in perception. And this is where we have to get masterful. This is where we have to get really good. And that's when you just have a shift. Mine is, I have all the money I need for whatever I need and desire. That is my go-to, boom. So whenever that I'm in that process of like, oh, you know, you go somewhere, I saw a retreat that I really wanted to go to. And the immediate thought was, won't that be fabulous? That's that beautiful desire that goes, yeah. And then right on top of that comes the yeah, but right. But yeah. I can't lack the scarcity, mm-hmm. the limitation. Okay. So, mm-hmm. and so the most important thing is for you to catch that. Okay. This is about mastery, self-mastery, is to catch it when it comes in and go, whoa, my go-to thought on that is I have all the money I need for whatever I need, desire.
Yeah. And would you say that when you catch yourself in that, when that old one comes up, that it's really, really important to say, I'm releasing this old, lack energy once and for all. Once and for all, I'm releasing it. And then reaffirming with the new mantra of the high thought, because that's really the truth.
Yes.
That is the truth, right?
Yeah.
That is the truth. Because you're talking about going, you know, unveiling the truth. And the truth is that you have everything that you need. And all of us do. We always do. It's just that we're attached to the thoughts that we think that we don't have enough.
Right. And I think it's really about a state shift. Okay. It's like a state of being. That's what I'm noticing, because we have the ability at any moment to shift our vibration. And that's where we're going. So when you start to shift the vibration, it could be, and that's just a shift of perception. You're just going to turn your head to the right a little bit, right? That's it. And so that is what I'm talking about. It's like, bum, bum, there you are. You've just shifted your reality in a second. And that's what I'm talking about. It's like, it can be that simple, because we're, you know, each moment we can be in a new vibrational state of being. You know, consciousness is rich. Everything we have and need is there. It's all around us. And it's up to us to shift our state of being to be in that beautiful, vibrant consciousness. And that's what I'm talking about. It's like, even when, you know, I have opinions and judgments about other people, you know, and I do. There's a situation I'll be like, boom, boom, just like that. I said, you know, I assume the best about all people. You know, I am generous and giving, kind and generous in my thoughts for everyone. So it's just, and I tell you, it's just amazing to play in that. And it really is a play. We're just playing here of vibrational shifting. And if you start to do that, and it's important for everybody to get their own words, you know,
their own mantra. So that's something that can literally be done in a few minutes, just to sit down and write your own mantra, so that when you get triggered by something that occurs in your life and an event happens and you get triggered, that right away you have the ability to shift yourself into a higher vibrational state, going from low to high. We're talking with Susan Glavin. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, The Millionaire Imprint for Women. Yay!
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Demystifying the journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
We were talking before we went to the break. It's those subtle shifts that we can make in the moment when we're triggered, right, Susan? And during the break, you were talking about how you really want to support people to remember that they have the power.
Well, that is key. It's about, and it really being responsible for that power. You know, not only do you have the power that I want you to truly remember that that is who you are, you're extremely powerful. You're like gifted. You came here at a time on the planet where not everybody got the opportunity to be here. So you need to really be responsible for that, that you are here and you have a beautiful gift. You have something to do and be and to have an experience here that's yours. And it's something that I want you to really look at as a precious gift.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you really, really are a precious gift, and what you have to give, there are people that are here that have come to hear you and have come to receive your gift. So it's important that you take responsibility for delivering that gift. And that's why we're doing this kind of work, so that you can actually, you know, start to do those daily things that help bring that possibility into fruition, into your life. Because I'll tell you what, it's already there. That's the thing I want to say. It's already there. You know, that desire inside of you, here's a mantra for you. Here's a beautiful mantra for you that when you want to shift your vibration, just think of your desire, what it is you desire. Just the thought of you thinking of that desire will shift you vibrationally. You know,
yes.
Yeah. And here's another thing I want you to know, really, here's your mantra, that your desires are already accomplished. So I want everybody to say that. My
desires
are already accomplished.
Yay.
Yes. I mean, just think about that. So every time you have any kind of self-doubt, any limitation, anything, you get to say, oh, no. My desires are already accomplished. And they are, because you know what? It's like our desires are like our higher self making love to our hearts.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's what desires are. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they're like, and your higher self's going, yes, guess what? This is what, and you're going, yay, for a moment. And then you go, no. And then that past imprinting from, you know, our parents, our teachers, our environment comes into play. And that, listen, that's okay, but you don't have to be victim of that anymore. You really don't.
That's it.
We are in a place, and I'm telling you, and I just love this so much, because, you know, we've transitioned from the Piscean age, which was all about manipulation, control, competition, right? Well, we've shifted. You know, the energy has shifted in a big way. And we are now in the Aquarian age, which we've heard the songs for years, you know, the age of Aquarius.
Right? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've been waiting for this. So yeah. we are in the age of Aquarius, which is all about innovation, collaboration, connection, and empowerment. This is the energy that's here. This is for you. You are here at this time. So receive this beautiful blessing.
Yes, yes.
And all you have to do is be conscious about the thoughts you're having, the words you're speaking, and the actions you are taking. Okay, that's called free will. We do have free will over our thoughts. Like I said, you can shift once you get your dynamic, you know, new mantras down for each area of your life that you feel like you need them. Once you get those down, boom, you're on your way. And you watch what happens. You will be amazed at what shows up in your life.
Yeah, it really assists you to move into a state of allowing and a state of receiving that of everything that's already there. And just letting the old parts fall away, letting the old stories fall away, letting the old energy that's no longer serving you. So whether that's an energy of lack, whatever the story is, but to allow all those things to fall away because they're not in your integrity and they're not in harmony with you. And it's really about moving into a state of harmony and a state of peace to know that each and every moment that you're the one that's, like you said so beautifully earlier, painting the story of your life, telling the story of your life.
And whether you believe that or not, that you're painting the story of your life, I'm just going to tell you, you are.
Mm-hmm.
You are. You truly are. And would you really want someone else painting that story for you? I don't know. I mean, I kind of like to paint my own story. So yeah. It's, again, being, you know, being responsible and being excited about that. I mean, how exciting is that, that you have all the creative ability, everything, every possibility is inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, did you know that every time you imagine something that it's created,
mm-hmm.
that's how powerful, and it's there. Mm-hmm. It's like right here in you. It's right here. And it's just you being able to continue to shift the vibe, right? Ba-boom, keep going. And the more you keep moving that up, the more you start experiencing in your life that you're going, wow, this is amazing. I really am creating. Things are really falling into place. All these synchronicities are happening. The more that you claim that you see that, you start reprogramming those past imprints.
Right.
It starts happening naturally.
Right.
It's a natural state.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's what you're inspiring us with today is really, can you see a more abundant now? Can you see a more abundant tomorrow? Can you experience a more abundant now? First by claiming it and by choosing it and then by being the experiencer of it. Are you willing to be the receiver of that?
Absolutely. You're everything.
Mm-hmm.
You're the giver and the receiver. There's no diff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so every time you give, it's like, there's no cosmos, universe, your beloved doesn't know the difference in that. It's all, it's all
one beautiful dance. It's one beautiful dance.
Right? There's no difference. You know,
yeah,
you
can like,
receive and all this. No, it's like this beautiful flow of divine energy that is so beautiful. And who doesn't love to be in that?
Yeah. So what is it that people can do to really raise their abundant factor? What is an exercise that, what's the one thing that you recommend that people can do to money exercise or something that people can do that can really
love it. Yeah. Okay, so here's a fun one for you that I just started doing myself, but I kind of knew this, and it really, because I'm in this vibration with everybody now, all this information starts to come in. I get to play more in it. It's mm-hmm. so great. So you get to say, I can. So every time you pay a bill, every time you're at the gas station filling up your car, you get to go, I can. I can do this. I have the resources. I have the money to do this. I can. You know, and it's like we have the thought like, oh, I can't do that. It, you know, something will come, you go, well, I can't afford it. Yes, you can. So just be with every time you are spending money, be really thoughtful about that interaction. Like, wow, I can. Give them the money, give them the cash, give them the credit card. I can. Again, that's going to start reprogramming those neurotransmitters that have been imprinted that said, I can't. All those times that you said, I can't, or someone said, you can't, you're not, whatever. So again, it's like every interaction with money, be really like, wow, I can do this. I can. You know, right, I can do right. this. I can. Look at this. I can have all of this. Right now, I am doing it. So again, I don't care if it's a piece of gum in a gumball machine, which I do quite often. I like gumball machines. But you put that quarter and you go, I can. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's, you know, I love it. It's just fun. And again, it's about your direction, your focus mm-hmm. around money.
And it's a way for you to raise that vibration, like you said earlier, because as soon as you say, I can, right away, look at how you feel when you say the word I can instead of the word I can't, right?
Yeah. Like when you buy that lottery ticket, I can win. You know, it's just like, yes, I can experience that. Yes, I can have this.
Yes. Yeah. That's beautiful.
You know, so yeah, just to really like, you're going, oh, wow, this is great. And again, like I said, every desire
is already met,
already accomplished.
Yeah, it's every desire is already met. All you have to do is just be willing to acknowledge that you have them and what it is, right?
Exactly.
So I'm loving this conversation because so far we've got a recap and really got clear on our mantras. Yes. And the mind shifts, the subtle mind shifts that happen when we get triggered in the moment, something occurs to remind to really go high. Yes. And speak your mantra. And then also remember that you can.
You can.
And speak the words, I can.
I can.
Absolutely. I love that. We're going to take another break and we'll be right back with Cornelia Stephanie and Susan Glavin.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit SourceLightIntegrations.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of Swiss Hypnotherapy. My goal is to help you to reach your goal. And this is a tip with purpose. Everybody wants it and nobody has enough of it. But it comes to a point that you have to tell yourself, I can get more. I want more. I deserve more. I'm talking about money. More money, more money, more money. That's what people want. But what has to be done? Your thoughts have to change. That you can allow yourself to tell yourself, I have money and I want more money. How much money? What is it? Put it out there. Write it down. What would you do with more money? How would you feel to have more money? I hope this tip helps you going through the day today. You can reach me at 323-999-4775 or at my website at swisshypnotherapy.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on transformationtalkradio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
I can and I will. And we're talking here on the Cornelia Stephanie Show with Susan Glavin. We're talking about how to embrace your power and to embrace your abundance and to say yes to the things that you're being called to say yes to say yes and to say I can and I will, instead of having the habitual thoughts that say, I can't afford this. I can't do this. Those are the limiting old stories. But to really embrace your power, to embrace your mantra, and to tell a new story. Right, Susan?
Yeah, and it's fun making up those new stories.
Yeah.
And the new stories are truly those deep desires. That's what they are. You know, and it's you getting really clear on what that is. Once your higher self gives you that beautiful desire that you came in here with, okay, I will tell you that. And at least that's my experience. Once you get that, it's really important to share it, okay? Because it's the coolest thing when you start sharing your story about your life and the possibility of your life and what you've created and what you're walking into. Because what happens is when you can create that story, that listening in another person, they walk away with your story lit up in them. Like, wow, they're all that in a bag of chips, you know? And they'll go, do you know what she's doing? Do you know what's going to happen? You know what she's up to? And that, again, vibration, energy, vibration. So it's just passed around. I remember, you know, I have the pleasure right now of, I'm a hairdresser, so I get people in my chair all the time, right? So it's super. I have, you know, this audience for an hour, so I get to share all my wonderful stories. And I remember saying, yes, I said, you know, one of my desires that I'm so excited about is that I want to be an anonymous philanthropist, giving large amounts of money to people, ideas, and projects that bring about beauty, abundance, and harmony to the planet. And they're like, wow. And
yeah, that's inspiring.
And they're like, I love that. I love that. And I'm like, I know. And then there's, so again, to share your story, and it doesn't matter who you share it to. You know, you used to say, well, don't share it with people that aren't going to hear it or people that aren't. Screw that. Share it. Because I'll tell you, that vibration of your story, even for someone that can't hold it or might be a little envious of it, or I wished I had a story like that, that can support them in creating a story. So just remember that that's how powerful you are. You're safe to express yourself. You truly are. You're safe to express yourself. You're safe to be your bright light in the world. And I'm telling you, you're even more safe, I would say, when you're doing that. When you're being in that expression and that light and that from, you know, living from that place, ain't nothing can touch you. You know,
yeah,
so,
and not only that, but you are giving other people permission to do the same, right? It's like when you're sharing so much light, so much joy about what you're creating and what's happening in your life, you're giving other people permission and going, wow, I hadn't thought of that before. That never occurred to me. And so that idea is certainly planted, right, as a seed in someone else.
You know, I mean, that's what we are. We can literally, just by our beingness, and I'm telling you, the clearer if you do these steps, the beautiful things that everybody shared with you, take the pieces that work for you, what resonates with you, go, oh yeah, that feels really right for me. I can do that. Do it. Yeah. Put those practices into place. Please be responsible for your mastery. Put those into place. And I'm telling you what, you will walk into a room and raise the vibrational state.
Yeah.
That's how powerful you are when you're consciously creating your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So I mean, that to me is, that's such a beautiful thing. When we need you. We need you to do that on the planet. You know that.
Yeah, and you have a wonderful, beautiful gift for everybody today. It's an event. What is it called? It's an event.
It's called the Modern Day Mastery Course, and I'm telling you, it's very experiential. And this is where you will truly experience your energy and how you're using it in the world. And if you're not getting the results that you desire in your life, you're going to see why you're not. Mm-hmm. Very clear. Mm-hmm. Very safe, very sacred. You get to bring all of who you are. We have a lot of fun, and it's called the Modern Day Mastery Course. And it's about you living the life that you were born to live.
Mm-hmm.
Truly.
And that course is coming up in November, right?
Yeah, November 3rd and 4th here in Vancouver. We have it at the Villa, which is this beautiful, sacred, gorgeous place where you get to just immerse yourself in 2 days with amazing people and do this powerful work together.
That's wonderful. And how can people find out about it?
They can go to SusanGlavin.com. All the information is there, and get you right to the registration page. We also have a payment plan for people who have a consideration about that. We've made it really easy for you to be a part of this beautiful movement into self-mastery.
I love that. I love that. You also have a free gift for everyone today that's listening to the call. So tell us how to access that gift.
Just email me at susan@susanglavin.com. And this is a beautiful piece that came to me years ago when I was facilitating women's circles. And it's been fine-tuned over the last couple of years. And before I start any course or any circle or anything that's sacred, we pass this around and read it. And I've had people say, if the world could operate from this place, it would be a new world.
Oh, that's wonderful. Everybody's got to get a hold of that.
Yes.
We should see if you have it available so that you can read it on our next segment here.
Yes.
That would be wonderful if you shared it here, because to have this out in the airwaves and hear what it is that it's about, it would be wonderful to share that here today. That's so awesome.
But I do have something that I'd love to share, that I have this on my computer.
Yeah.
A lot. And this is so beautiful. And it speaks to really what we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And leave you with this. I don't know if we're leaving yet or not, but this, maybe not.
We're not leaving.
We're not leaving. Yeah. But I think this would be perfect time to share this, but, disregard appearances, conditions. In fact, all evidence of your senses that deny the fulfillment of your desire.
Mm.
Rest in the assumption that you are already what you want to be. For in the determined assumption, you are, and your infinite being are merged in creative unity. And with your infinite being, anything is possible. So again, you know, the outer world, any kind of senses that deny what your deepest desire, ignore it. Stay in the assumption that it is already complete. It's already been fulfilled.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's already been accomplished, guys. Have fun playing in it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And really move into that vibration and move into that joy, because how are you going to feel when you're, because that's one of the ways is to really look at how you're going to feel in that, right? When your goal has been achieved or your desire is materialized, how are you going to feel? What are you going to be doing? Who are you going to be talking to? What is it going to look like when you're in that joy, in that vibration? And that's the place to really vibrate in. That's the place to be in. It's in that place of joy, of possibility, and seeing yourself in that picture, right? What does that look like?
And it's true. And there's a wonderful thing. It's called a VAC, visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. Mm-hmm. And like you said, see the picture. Just like someone was going to take a Polaroid of you.
Yeah.
What is happening in that picture? Who's with you? Where are you at? What is the feeling of that picture, right? So you can do that. And then it's like, then what are people saying about you? What are people saying about you now that you've accomplished this, right? That you're experiencing this in life. And then more importantly, what are you saying about yourself? Like, oh my word, you know, whatever. And then, you know, again, how does it feel? Like you said,
yeah.
How does it feel?
Yeah.
To be there, because it's already done. And the more that we can, and you don't have to, it takes just a small shift in energy. Seriously, it can, just the desire of it alone will bring you to a higher state. You know, it's like you don't have to see the whole picture, guys. We don't have to go, oh, I need the details of this. You need to be really detailed about this. And you need, and that's going to be challenging for people, first of all. And it'd be like, I just can't see it all. And then I try and figure things out, which you do. You try and figure out, well, what about just the desire and just a brief photo of what that looks like is enough to shift the vibration. It's not hard. It's not arduous.
I think, like what you said earlier, you know, I'm such a big, I stand for the daily practice. The daily practice is so huge that it needs to be part of your daily practice, because we're bombarded by so much information continuously from the outside world, to where we sometimes lose our center and we forget. And then having that visual, having that picture of what that looks like, your mantra, and to check in with yourself like 2 to 3 times a day and really make it all simple. Make it simple for yourself so that you can really fully feel like you're aligned. You're aligned with what it is that you're manifesting. You're aligned with what it is that you're creating, and you're feeling good about it, right? Because that's the key to feel good. To feel good and have that amazing vibration to where you're in that state of gratitude, in that state of appreciation, right?
That's key. You know, it's one of my favorite emotions is gratitude. And it's really about checking in, like you said, throughout your day, what's my state of being? You might just write it up somewhere. What's my state of being? And check in, because we can go asleep really quick, guys. It's easy to go and just go in. And so, ooh, okay. What's my state of being right now? Okay, well, I'm feeling a little confused, or I'm feeling some doubt, or I'm feeling this, or and go, okay, great. So I'm just going to remember that beautiful desire I have about, you know, traveling the world and bringing my work to the world also, doing the things that I absolutely, boom, done, changed. It's all, you are done. You've just lifted your vibe. That's how fast it can happen.
Yep. That's it. That's it. That's how fast it can happen. And it just happened. So here it is. So stay tuned. We're going to take another break. We'll be right back. Yay.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. Yahoo! With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Yeah, we were talking just in the break that we got to be ready to fly. We got to be ready. We got to be organized. We got to be ready. We got to be ready to be so financially crazy wealthy from the inside out that we're able to give from that full cup. And that's what these shows, that's what these podcasts, that's what this series and this theme is all about. We're coming on and we're sharing our gifts, our wisdom, and our tools with you so that you can have it easier. And because we've gone through it. So we know those pains, we know those pain points, and we know they're not fun. Yeah. But we can tell you that if you stay the course and if you do that inner work, if you really do that inner work, that it is a blessing. You are a blessing. And it can turn out to be a miraculous story that you're going to be telling to someone else, to yourself. Yes. And inspiring all of us with it. So
right. Yes.
Susan, you have something you're going to share with us that you created.
Looking forward to it. Yes, this is what I was talking about earlier. This came through, I've been facilitating women's circles for about 9 years now. So this came and I had it come through even clearer when I started doing the Modern Day Mastery course. So this is what we start any sacred circle or any workshop with it. This is called the sacred container for expanded radiance. Okay. Mm. It says, together we intend, create, and ignite a safe and sacred environment for the expansion of our divine and human radiance. All spoken words and interactions are held in complete confidentiality, void of gossip, judgment, and opinions. We humbly honor each other's personal journey, holding each other in their highest and greatest light. Intent. Our intent is like a laser beam that we project out before us, aligning our subconscious mind with our conscious mind and heart. It is a magnetic energy that allows the intent to be realized when infused with love and the greatest good for all. Self-responsibility. Be responsible and open for what is showing up in your life. View everything as an opportunity for growth, expansion, and new awarenesses, not one of blame and victimhood. Remember that life, source, God, our beloved, the universe is always working on your behalf. Listening, being a witness for another is one of the greatest gifts you can give. Listening grants speaking. Being heard is a fundamental human need. Be aware of when judgments, opinions, and advice arise as the listener. Acknowledge them and allow them to move in their own way and simply be a witness, bringing yourself back in the present moment. Celebrate. Be in gratitude for each other's uniqueness and celebrate each other's treasures of light, each with our own wisdom, special gifts, and expression, knowing that there never has been nor ever will be anyone as unique and special as we are.
Yay, that's beautiful. Yay.
Yeah, I love it. It's just a wonderful way to, it's like, just, can you just feel it? It's like, oh.
Totally can feel it. You know, and I was thinking that, you know, if everyone was reading this before they began their day, and, you know, like even in leadership, in the school systems, in companies, in all various forms of places where there's groups, where there's people that are all working together, how amazing it would be to have that level of cooperation, working together and harmony with respect, because that's what this
is.
Lots
of integrity there, you know, about really keeping it. Yeah, I mean, can you imagine living in that container?
You're sending this to everybody that wants it. So they're going to, all they have to do is email you at
Susan@SusanGlavin.com.
And they'll get a free copy of this amazing creation that you created.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Please use it, share it. I would love for you to have it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. I love the conversation we're having today, and really all the little subtle shifts that we're experiencing, the mantras. I have mantras all over my house. I have mantras in my car. I have mantras. I have papers and mantras everywhere. And it's fine, because it's a way to remind yourself that if you really need to shift something, oh, there it is. This is what I value. This is what I really truly believe. This is the choice that I really want to make. This is the choice that I really want to make, instead of the habitual choice of the lack, the story that I used to tell.
Right.
That's the subconscious story that's been embedded for so long that you're undoing, right?
Yes.
And so having the mantras at the ready. It's like, you know, have a few.
Gotta have them at the ready.
Have them at the ready, because we know that life happens and, you know, things happen. There's nothing that you can do about that.
Yeah.
But what you certainly have the power to do is how you respond with your life force,
right?
Your life force that's so potent, that's so amazing, that's so powerful. And if you infuse it with positivity and from a place of responding, from a place of being responsible,
right,
not from a place of being triggered and reacting, right?
Yes.
It's huge.
Yes.
That's where mantras really come in handy.
Yeah, it's about responding instead of reacting, right? So I'm going to respond with a different shift in my perception. It's like, it's just, it's so, so subtle, so simple, and so powerful. If we do this, it's just, to me, I'm like, wow, I've been playing with this, and I think it's pretty incredible.
Pretty
incredible work. But, you know, one of my favorite things that I say to myself, too, is this: as I advance in the direction of my dreams and desires and endeavor to live the life I have imagined, I will meet with a success unexpected in common hours.
That's beautiful. Yay. I love that. That's one that's at the ready.
Yeah, it's there. I'm like, boom.
That's at the ready. Susan Glavin, susanglavin.com. Thank you so much for being here today, sharing your wisdom, your gifts, and for doing the wonderful work that you're doing out in the world. Everyone, go to susanglavin.com. Take a look at her mastery course that's coming up here in Portland on November 3rd and November 4th. Tune in next week, Friday, at the Cornelia Stephanie Show, The Millionaire Imprint for Women, with Momo Yasutake. We'll see you all next time. Thank you so much, Susan.
Thanks so much for being part of creating wealth for all women. Every Friday, you benefit from the experience of women who share their financial wisdom. This movement is not about accumulating wealth. It's about being paid doing what we love, being able to invest in the things women are passionate about. Our new collective story is women are powerful with money. Becoming financially literate is the key to your empowerment and financial freedom. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.